Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles. Take a deep breath, everyone. Take a deep breath. I am coming to you guys because I was called to, especially today. I feel there's a lot of energies. Today's the 12-12 portal. And I just want to connect with you guys. One thing I want you guys to know is something that really helps every single day is bringing yourself back to the present. One way I do this is by looking at my surroundings, like, okay, there's a white wall, there's a chair, there's grass beneath my feet, there's concrete beneath my feet. Bringing yourself to the present really allows yourself to ground, and it gives you a sense of serenity within not only your body, but your mind and your spirit. So I want you guys to remember that. Bring yourself back to the present every single day. And when you feel and you are aware that you are slipping into like the past or something, do something to bring yourself back to the present. I don't suggest pinching yourself, because sometimes I've heard people pinching themselves and things like that. I believed in the very soft approach. So just bring yourself back to the present by looking at your surroundings and saying affirmations. Today, I want to talk about the 1%, right? I believe in this 12-12 portal today. It's opening a vortex for us to step into and step outside of our comfort zone. Right now, too, I follow tropical astrology. And right now in tropical astrology, Capricorn is in Mercury and Capricorn is in Venus, or the other way around. These two are very prominent to me because I'm a Capricorn, and Capricorn is all about getting things done, right? Providing effective and structural ways to get to the things that you want. This is optimal energy for you to get to what you want and for you to unwind those cerebral entanglements. And when I mean cerebral entanglements, I'm just meaning habitual thought patterns that really lead you back into the same place that you're trying to get out of. The 1%. A lot of people don't think they're part of the 1%. A lot of people don't think that they are part of something bigger than themselves. But honestly, in your heart, if you know you are, then you are. I was talking to someone recently and I was telling them, do you know that you're part of the 1%? Do you know that this may be small to you, but you know if you go to this class, a lot of people are having the same idea. I can't go to this class. This is outside of my comfort zone. What will people think of me? I don't know what I'm stepping into. It's new. I don't know the instructions. However, I'm talking myself out of it. So do you know how many people are talking themselves out of it just the same way that you are? And do you know who's a part of that 1%? The people that actually go. You think that you going, you're not, you know, it's whatever. You're just another fly on the wall. You're not. You're part of the 1%, because do you know how many people woke up or looked at that site or looked at that event and was like, I'm not going, and they started talking themselves out of it? You are a part of the 1%. Positive self-talk is very effective whenever you are working yourself out of comfort zones and patterns. Why? Because yes, it is hard. Yes, it's going to take some hard work. Yes, it's going to take some discipline. But you set your goal. You understand and you nurture yourself on the way there. Sometimes some days are going to be harder than others, but you must remind yourself of your strength. And how do you do that? How many situations have you been in, right? How many situations have you been in that you never thought you would get out of? And look at you right now, listening to me. That's how strong you are. Sometimes we forget our strength because we become so immersed in the world and we forget about ourselves. Today, I'm asking you not to forget. today, I want you to know that you're a part of the 1% just by listening to this right now. And I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. I'm being serious. Big changes are happening and you must embrace them. But if you resist, it'll be harder. So my advice is don't. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, and let's upgrade your reality.